Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. An unusually severe drought that damaged crops and livestock throughout the central U.S. farming belt this past summer, and that is considered to be a likely sign of climate change, has persisted throughout the fall and is heading into winter, expanding its reach in farming states, says a new report, notes Carrie Gillum at World Environment News. Drought continued to expand through many key farming states within the central U.S. into mid-December as scattered rainfall failed to replenish parched soils, according to a recent drought monitor report by state and federal climatology experts. Affected states include the top wheat producer, Kansas, as well as Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Over 60% of the contiguous U.S. remains in moderate drought conditions, while the portion in severe drought, more than 42%, expanded slightly. Roughly 63% of the new winter wheat crop that U.S. farmers planted in the fall is in drought-hit areas, with the hard red winter wheat belt, especially from South Dakota to Texas, remaining deeply entrenched in drought, according to the Department of Agriculture. This is bad news for U.S. winter wheat crops. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.